A team of researchers at the University of Alaska Anchorage are working on a study that could eventually help make drinking water safer in the U.S. They recently won a grant from the National Institutes of Health to look into the effects of the chemical perchlorate on the health of a fish called a stickleback. The team has already made some startling discoveries. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A day in the lab may not sound like a thrilling way to pass the hours, but Rick Bernhardt has a story to prove it can be. On a sunny day 6 years ago, Bernhardt was doing early research on how perchlorate affects stickleback. In the lab, he was isolating a group of males from the rest of the fish. At least he thought they were males. It didn't take him long to realize something wasn't quite right.
And so I had these females that began acting like males. I thought they were males until they became gravid. Their abdomen started to swell, and you know, I suspected they were eggs, but they behaved like males.
It was a curious discovery, and Bernhardt wanted to know more. So when one of the fish died, he cut it open. He saw the eggs clearly, and then looked a little closer and saw shimmery sperm, too. He had found a hermaphrodite, or intersex stickleback.
Now, these are genetically male or female, like us. They don't do this. And I mean, right now, talking about it, the hair on the back of my neck is standing up just like it did that day. And I said, holy cow. And so, you know, Frank's figuratively grabbing me by the shirt collar saying, okay, what are you going to do? You know, settle down and let's make a plan.
That plan included more research, which eventually led to the current grant from the National Institutes of Health. Bernhardt is working with lead researchers and UA professors Frank von Hippel and Lauren Buck, along with PhD student Buck Furin. They have $2.8 million to study how perchlorate exposure skews the development of sticklebacks. The chemical is often found at military sites because it's used to make rocket fuel and in artillery. Several states have drinking water standards for perchlorate, but the chemical isn't regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency. Frank von Hippel says it's widespread in the environment.
It's found throughout the lower 48 states. It's found in drinking water, in milk at the grocery store. It's found in lettuce grown in Southern California. It's found in all kinds of food and water. A recent CDC study found that virtually all Americans have perchlorate in their urine. And so we're all getting exposed to it.
The sticklebacks in von Hippel's study are exposed to different levels of perchlorate in a small windowless room on campus. The minnow-like fish swim in dozens of aquaria stacked on shelves. PhD student Buck Furin is in charge of this part of the experiment.
All these aquaria are full of stickleback, but I have three different treatments that I'm using. There's control fish, and then I'm exposing some fish to 30 parts per million and some fish to 100 parts per million. I started off with about 1,600 fish, and now it's down to around 400 fish, I think.
The university is now building a new stickleback lab where the team will be raising several thousand more fish for the newest phases of the study. The small fish may not look like it has much in common with humans, but von Hippel says the stickleback is a remarkably good model for human health, partly because it shares 70% of our genes.
If perchlorate is affecting a particular gene in a fish, chances are it's also affecting that gene in humans. We share the same endocrine system, the same hormone system. So if perchlorate is affecting the way hormones are working in the fish, chances are it's also affecting the way the hormones are working in people. So we think this is a really great model to understand the effects of perchlorate on human health throughout development.
There are lots of chemicals like perchlorate that can disrupt hormones. And principal investigator Lauren Buck says that's part of what makes this study timely.
If you look at the incidence of reproductive disorders worldwide, and in particular in developed nations, they're skyrocketing. So the fact that, yeah, we're just studying one of many chemicals out there that can cause disruptions in reproductive development is frightening. And it's something that I think as citizens, as Americans, that we need to be concerned about. And we need more research to really understand, firstly, how individual chemicals impact our physiology, and then secondarily, how these operate potentially in a cocktail.
The researchers hope their work will eventually help the EPA set safe levels for perchlorate. But Professor von Hippel says politics are involved. As soon as the chemical is federally regulated, the military could be liable for billions of dollars in cleanup costs. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.